Hey, George. So this is Claire Pratt. I have been emailing with Sage, I believe, about trying to get Zoe in to see Kim whilst we're down in Brisbane. I was just wondering if she has got back to us, whether or not that is able to happen. No, that's okay. Kim, I think they said. Kim Robinson. Okay. Because the problem is Queensland Health won't pay for me to come down. So I'm currently having fights with them already. And we have an appointment to see the allergist on the 21st. So we're already down, you know, 20th to 21st. So I think they were going to try facilitate something while we're down. I've emailed Travel over the weekend to ask if we can change it, and they pretty much just replied with, is it for a medical reason? So I don't think they will let me change the flights because they won't care that I'm seeing you guys, pretty much. Sorry, it's... No, that's okay. Yeah, just through emails. I did speak to someone the other day, but I was all confused and I didn't know what was happening. So they're like, look, we'll get back to you. And then that's when they sent the email. Because I did send through my flights, because we're literally only there Monday afternoon till Tuesday afternoon, and she's got an appointment at 9:30 already. Okay. Yeah, I did send through the flights to the emails when I was talking, like when I replied to Sage. All good. I will pull it up. So we fly the Tuesday. So we fly into Brisbane 10:35. Monday the 20th, and we fly out at 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 21st, and that morning she does have a allergist appointment at, I can't remember, it's 9 or 9:30, and that usually takes at least an hour. And that's in the Grange. Her allergist appointment is in the Grange, so I'm not sure how far that's from where you guys are. So really, if you had something Monday afternoon, that'd be amazing. Look, I know nothing generally works for me, so I... Yeah, for sure. Well, pretty much my kid's a fucking asshole and I don't know what to do anymore. I'm done. And like, I don't know. I don't know what needs to be done. Oh, look, I don't know. Like, she's a lot. That's why we saw Dr. Ross to try get some help. Like, we've got absolutely no help in town. There's a strong family history of anxiety. Her dad is ADHD and OCD. Fuck knows what a granny is, because fuck, that's just a whole ball of special. And like, I don't know if there's something going on there. Like, I don't know what's going on. She literally yells at us continuously. We can't do anything right, but you call her out on it and she pretty much carries on at us that we don't want her, we don't want her alive, all this sort of shit. I don't know. Take what you will from that, because I don't know anymore. Yeah. Yeah, like, we can do telehealth after that. My only concern is I literally fly out the next week to have a hysterectomy, and then I'm like stuck down there for 2 weeks, and then like I can't drive or anything for another 4 weeks, so it's going to make it really tough to do anything. Thank you. That would be amazing. Thank you so much. Like, if it can't happen, I can try just move my flights and then get Queensland Health to reimburse me. They don't like me at the moment. I had to literally write a letter to the exec saying that we needed the appointment with Dr. Ross because I was at the point of fucking killing myself before they would even approve it. And then they told me it was a once-off. Like, they're being very difficult. Yeah. No dramas. Thank you so much for anything you can do. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.